This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 711. This weekend, next weekend, last weekend, how to ask questions to clarify your calendar plans. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/transcripts.
A lot of native speakers get confused when it comes to referring to times during the week, like this Wednesday, last Wednesday, and next Wednesday. Today, we'll clear up the confusion.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, what'd you do this weekend?
Do you mean this past weekend? Like 5 days ago?
What did you mean to say?
What are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I mean, what'd you do? Like, what did you do this past weekend? That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Like 5 days ago.
Yeah.
Well, what did I do? Now I already forgot. Oh, I saw a movie. It was so cold.
Oh, it was so cold on Saturday. I know.
Yes, it was so cold. I don't know. I already can't remember. I'm so bad. What about you?
What did I do? Oh, I had a cycling class, a spin class, a charity spin class. That was fun.
That's cool.
And I went to a brewery because that's what I like to do.
That's cool. Well, very good.
All right, cool. So guys, today, actually, you guys are probably wondering why I'm asking Michelle about her plans. It's not just arbitrary. It's actually to introduce today's topic. Michelle, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about how confusing it can get when you're using words like this weekend, last weekend, right?
Exactly. Because today is Thursday and I started off by asking you, Michelle, what'd you do this weekend? Again, it's even confusing to hear which tense I'm asking you in. I'm actually saying, what did you do this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow's the weekend. So it's so confusing, right?
Exactly. Because you're asking me like kind of late,
and so you had to clarify. So we're going to teach you guys how to clarify, because there's always going to be ambiguity, and we're going to teach you some rules of thumb to figure out what they're talking about. Okay.
Right.
But before, I just want to say a quick thank you to Mad Cora from Mexico and Shakios from USA. You guys reviewed us on the iTunes store on February 27th, so thank you so much. And guys, we need your reviews to stay high in the ranking, so please go on over to iTunes and leave us a review. All right, cool.
Awesome.
Okay. So Michelle, I mean, today's episode came out of a confusing conversation I had with one of our awesome longtime listeners. And actually, I was emailing him because we're making a plan to meet online to speak. He's going to be on the show, which is going to be so cool. But anyways, the day that we were emailing, it was this past Monday. It was Monday. Let's say that the date, for example, was March 6th, right? We were firming up plans to meet on Thursday, March 9th. But his closing remark confused me. Do you know why it confused me?
I don't.
Well, I'll tell you why. It confused me because he said, okay, see you next Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, wait. You mean this Thursday, right? And he said, and I said, you mean this Thursday, Thursday, March 9th, 3 days from now. That's what we already decided. And he wrote back and he said, yes, that's right. But it's a little bit different in Brazil.
Mm.
Oh, boy. So I said, ding, ding, topic idea.
Yeah, okay. For sure. This one always gets confusing.
Yeah. Have you tried to explain this in your classes before, Michelle? Have you gotten this question from your students?
Yeah, I have. And it's just, it's kind of difficult. It's kind of difficult to explain, but I think, you know, that you think about where you are in the week, right?
Exactly. And we're going to give you guys some rules of thumb, some general rules, and then some tips on how to deal with this. But before you get into today's episode, just understand this is going to be a little frustrating and a little bit confusing, probably for us too and for you guys. But just understand some things about the language can be ambiguous. There's a lot of ambiguity in language. It's not always exact. That's why we're going to teach you how to clarify. That's the important skill that's going to come out of today, okay?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So again, grab the transcripts, guys, for today because it's going to be a tough one. AllEarsEnglish.com/subscribe. Let's go into it, Michelle. So
okay.
What is the rule of thumb that we're going to start off with today?
Okay, well, the rule of thumb, it always depends where you are currently in the week, right? Which is what I was saying. So that's obvious, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. it becomes like crucial when you're trying to figure it out.
Exactly. So later you're going to see how that comes in. So obviously the obvious ones we'll start with, right? This okay. week is obviously the week we're in.
right.
And what else?
Next week is the week after this one.
And last week is?
The week before this one.
Exactly. So the weeks are easy, but then it gets a little bit harder when we talk about next Thursday or next Monday. Why, Michelle?
Because usually it's usually two Mondays ahead. So like, for example, if it's Tuesday, March 14th, then the closest Thursday, March 16th, this Thursday. Right. Not next Thursday, which would be Thursday, March 23rd.
Right. So if you guys are, if that's confusing at all, I decided when we wrote this episode, we decided to use dates to make it more clear. So mm-hmm. you should actually go and take out your calendar as you're listening today to really visualize. You know, I think that's such a cool idea to use visualization when you're learning, guys. Okay. Because mm-hmm. you're only going to get it if you take out your calendar, or try to envision a calendar in your head. So again, you know, if it's Tuesday, March 14th, then the closest Thursday is not next Thursday. It's this Thursday.
Right.
And that's where the listener and I got confused when we were emailing. That was the mistake. So it might be true that in your culture, you would call that next Thursday or in your language. But in this language, we call it this Thursday. That's really the basic point. Okay. And then same thing with last, right? Michelle, can you explain that one for us?
Right. So if today is Friday, March 24th, then this Thursday, if your sentence is in the past tense, sometimes this can refer to day in the past, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Thursday, March 23rd, that yep. would be. And last Thursday would be Thursday, March 16th.
Exactly, right? So So it's usually last Thursday would be going back to the previous week. It's not just the one right behind you. Because when it's that, in my mind, again, this is where a little ambiguity might come in, and you might even disagree, Michelle, here. In my mind, if it's Friday, if you're saying this Thursday, it's the one right behind us, but last Thursday would be the previous week's.
Yeah, I do agree with that.
You agree with that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that we're on the same page. Some native speakers might even disagree, actually.
No, I agree. I agree with that one.
Okay. There are three things that you need in order to really participate in a conversation. You need cultural understanding, vocabulary, and you need to connect. We show you how to do it with the Bridge to Connection method, which is coming out soon. But to get the first lesson for free and to get on our VIP list, go to allearsenglish.com/adventure.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
And what's the bonus here?
Well, the bonus is if you want to make sure it's clear that this is the future, you can say this coming Thursday, right? Yeah. So that would be as opposed to like next Thursday or last Thursday.
Exactly. So that's really the takeaway. It's not just a bonus. It's the takeaway for today. How to clarify. Do you mean this coming Thursday? Do you mean this past Thursday? Right? Yeah. So just always not being afraid to clarify. I think it's easy as a language learner to be afraid to ask questions, guys. But in this case, this could be dangerous if we don't clarify because we might get stood up. We might stand someone up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, gosh.
We don't want to
do that. No.
Because we've talked about that on other episodes and what that means.
Yes, exactly.
we don't want to do that. So now let's talk about the weekend. So we talk about last weekend or this weekend. What should we keep in mind when we talk about last weekend?
So with last weekend, so keep in mind, this is the rule of thumb. So where are you in the week? So when are you having the conversation? Okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So if it's Monday, March 13th, Lindsay, and I say to you, hey, what did you do last weekend? Right. Mm-hmm. When would this be?
Well, it could mean this past weekend, the 11th, the 12th, but it could also mean last weekend, the 4th or the 5th. But my guess, usually we just take a guess here, right? It probably means the closest one back.
Yeah,
because because it's a Monday. You're in the office, right? You're like, oh, what'd you do last weekend, right? It's probably not 2 weeks back or, you know, 2 weekends back, okay?
Yeah, but seems a little bit far away.
It seems kind of far away and kind of weird, right?
Like, yeah.
You're probably asking about the most recent weekend.
Right.
And if you want to be sure, though, what would you say?
Well, you could just say, oh, you mean just this past weekend?
Yeah, exactly. Just means the closer. You mean just this past weekend? Or do you mean this past weekend? You could take out the just, too.
Right.
But now, if it's the middle of the week, what do we do? This is where it gets ambiguous. It's Wednesday, March 15th, and I say to you, Michelle, hey, what did you do last weekend?
Yeah, so that's probably would be for the 11th or 12th and 12th of March, right? That's what I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably not two weekends back, okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then for next.
Yeah. Okay. For next, if it's Wednesday, March 15th, and I say, what are you up to this weekend? Right. What is that probably?
It's probably the 18th and 19th of March, like the closest one.
Exactly.
Ahead.
Exactly. And if I say it's Wednesday, March 15th, and I say, what are you up to next weekend? When is that? So that's confusing, right?
Mm.
What is that probably? Is that when do you think that would be? Confusing.
I guess it's probably the March 25th or 26th, but you should check with the person. So you could say, you mean this coming weekend or the one after?
That's the point. So that's another example of where it could be a little bit ambiguous, because when I asked Michelle, she wasn't totally sure. And that's the point. Like, we have to keep in mind, just keep in mind the importance of checking. I think that's what it comes down to. That's why I had to write back to the student and say, do you mean this coming Thursday, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a doozy.
It's a doozy. What are your thoughts on this, Michelle?
Yeah, I mean, just don't worry about it too much. Don't, like, this happens with between native speakers and other native speakers, you know, just ask for clarification. It's no problem. It gets confusing for everyone. And so just think, okay, where are you in the calendar? What tense is the person using? And again, just ask for clarity if you need it.
Exactly. Pay attention to the tense, because sometimes this can be used for something in the past, as we showed you guys before. I think that was actually our opening line. I said, what'd you do this weekend? Isn't that what I said? I think so. And we have to know that what I said was, what did you do? So it's two things. It's hearing the correct tense and then putting that together with the past tense means in the past. Okay. Right. So, and again, as Michelle said, the closing message for today, guys, is don't be afraid to ask the questions that we've shown you to clarify.
Right? Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's right. Listen to yesterday's episode to learn about that.
Yes.
Okay. So if you guys have more questions, if this has opened up a can of worms for you, we hope it's clarified a little bit. But again, something that natives get confused about too. So, you know, we wanted to address it for you. So grab the transcript before you even ask a question, because we may solve your question just in the transcript. Go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. And we hope to get your questions, guys, at lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Cool.
All right. Thanks. This is great. Great. Thanks so much, Lindsay.
It's been good, Michelle. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.